Rock. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Amy.
Amy, you are caller 21.
Oh, no way.
Yep.
So awesome.
You got your tickets for a week from tomorrow. It is our private show with 21 pilots.
That sounds amazing. You made my day. Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? And people are done today. A man's dog shot him, if you believe the man. In Florida, there's a drive-by cheeseburgering. I didn't even know that was a thing. We'll talk about this year's biggest pumpkin in Half Moon Bay. Over 2,000 pounds of ugly pumpkin. The 420 catch of the day, a new music feature for you to discover some new music. And in the 5 o'clock hour, more tickets for this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
In Half Moon Bay, they are again weighing the world's biggest pumpkins. They did it over the weekend. And a guy has over 2,000-pound pumpkin. Details coming up on K-Rock. I love this time of year. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? We had the Half Moon Bay had their biggest pumpkin challenge where everybody brought a pumpkin there and they judged the largest one. And they started with this beautiful song.
Pumpkins are a pride to the town of Half Moon Bay. And as the pickup trucks come rolling up, their treasures to display. Let's see how much it weighs.
So they had that guy sing that nice little ditty, and then they weighed the pumpkin, and it was 2,346 pounds. Although he says it like this. 2,346.
Wow.
Let's hear from the winner.
I was in this position last year, but I lost by 6 pounds.
A brutal beat.
This year was able to take the win, and that's really what the goal was this year, was to win one of the best, if not the best, pumpkin weigh-offs in the world.
Have you ever seen a 2,346-pound pumpkin? They are a disaster. They're hideous blobs of orange. Why would anybody spend all year growing a pumpkin for this one event?
That's $9 a pound. We're going to give you a check for $21,114. Yeah, baby.
Oh, was this a professional farmer?
No, I'm not a professional farmer. I work at Rivian as an engineer in manufacturing engineering. So I work on electric vehicles as my day job and grow pumpkins as a hobby.
On the Kevin and Bean Show, we would take those pumpkins in 1990 and 91 and I believe 93 and drop them from a crane outside the Oingo Boingo shows. What a great time in Irvine Meadows. I love this time of year. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Adriana,
you got tickets for 21 Pilots, the
no
private
way.
Show.
Oh, my goodness.
And you also got more tickets to see them at BMO Stadium.
Really?
You're going to see them twice.
I get to see them twice?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Congratulations.
I can't believe it. Thank you.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A dog shot a man. If you believe the man.
I know what happened. I just know somebody got shot.
It's a weird story with an impossible explanation.
A disturbing scene for this person who didn't want to be identified.
First the police pulled up and then the fire truck, then the ambulance.
When all those sirens show up and stop near your house, it's always frightening.
According to police, a man and woman at this address were lying in bed, relaxing and talking.
All right, man and a woman in bed just relaxing and having a conversation. You'll never believe what his dog did.
When the man's dog jumped on the bed, got its paw stuck in the trigger guard of a weapon.
I'm sorry, so there's a man and a woman and a weapon in bed, and the dog jumped on top of the weapon.
And ended up hitting the trigger.
What are the chances of that?
The weapon discharged, around grazing the top left thigh of the 39-year-old man.
The dog shot the man. What are the chances of that?
Monday, family and friends came by but did not want to appear on camera and were still processing what happened.
Zero people in this story want to be on camera. Zero.
There was a freak incident and the dog jumped up and caused the gun to discharge.
You're sticking with that story. The dog jumped up and somehow got his paw caught on the trigger and pulled the trigger in the gun. shot the man.
A friend of the victim told me the dog involved is a pit bull about a year old named Oreo.
Couldn't love pit bulls more. They're so sweet.
Yeah, he's really friendly. He is a pit bull, but he's a very friendly pit bull.
So you're saying that the pit bull who has a bad reputation as being mean didn't try to jump on the bed and pull the trigger of the gun because he's nice?
This is really odd, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah, I don't have any more questions. This is weird, right?
Is your friend going to be okay?
Yes, he's fine. He's fine.
He's fine. Get the camera out of my face.
The victim was taken to Regional 1. When police asked for the weapon, the victim told them...
The victim told them that he had to go inside and get the gun? Or that he already put it in his safe?
The woman left the house and took the weapon with her.
Say what?
Police did recover one shell casing. I was told Oreo is at home, but I was not allowed to take his picture.
It's a shame. That picture of that dog would have really helped. You're doing good work.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reiters. What's up with Florida?
Murder hornets. Again? Didn't we get rid of those like 4 years ago?
A new threat has emerged on our social media feed.
Son of a...
They're called murder hornets. They're large and scary and they stink.
But they're not. But this was years ago.
Murder hornets. Oh, my. Yeah.
Murder hornets. It sounds scary. Good evening, Keith and Stacey. You know, I'm at Ridge Island Groves where they sell delicious locally grown honey.
Of course it sounds scary. It has murder in the name.
And the murder hornet poses a real threat to honeybee colonies.
I don't care about honeybee colonies. I should.
Around the world. So 8 on Your Side wanted to know, could murder hornets be a problem here? They've been seen, murder hornets.
They've been seen again? What?
Can grow between 2 and 3 inches long. They fly and they sting. It sounds like a nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
8 on Your Side went to commercial beekeeper Jason Derringer to find out if the murder hornet can be a problem in Florida.
Stupid Florida.
As a commercial beekeeper, I don't really think it's a concern.
Derringer says his industry has developed methods to keep murder hornets, or giant Asian hornets, out of commercial hives like these. But since the murder hornet eats honeybees, it could be a problem for some if they arrive in Florida.
For a backyard beekeeper, maybe with 1 or 2 hives that doesn't understand what's happening.
So they've been seen, they haven't been seen.
Those hornets could probably kill 1 or 2 hives.
So 8 on Your Side wanted to know if and when the murder hornet might migrate to Florida.
Again. The possibility of the Asian giant hornet coming to Florida is very slim.
Pretty small,
Amy,
right?
Amy Vu teaches a master class for beekeepers at the University of Florida and points out only 2 giant Asian hornets have been seen.
And the Department of Agriculture is really working within every state to ensure that this is not going to spread.
Okay.
So she doesn't expect to see this nightmare in Florida anytime soon.
We do not expect it to come at all, really, if anything. It's not the next couple hundred years.
The next couple hundred years? Now I'm scared. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Helen.
You are caller 21, Helen.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yep. Caller 21.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
You got tickets to the private show and tickets to BMO Stadium, or like it's actually called, BMO Stadium.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Yeah!
I'm so excited.
Helen!
Thank you. Oh my God.
Happy birthday, Megan. I got you all these balloons.
You
aren't
are
they
just
pretty?
The best. I can tell you
I did it
decorated
myself.
This whole studio
with
just for
no
me.
No help.
Oh my
Isn't
God.
Isn't that great?
You're so talented.
420 catch of the day on the way right now. It is 3 things at 4.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
3 things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
An Ohio woman is the target of a police woman hunt after a ballsy break-in at her boyfriend's home where she sliced open his scrotum.
Oh!
Authorities have issued an arrest warrant after the 45-year-old woman allegedly kicked in the front door of her boyfriend's home and barged inside to perform her amateur surgery on him with a sharp object. Cops say she cut her boyfriend so badly that one of his testicles was fully exposed, requiring treatment at a local hospital. She has been charged with felonious assault and aggravated burglary. The balls are in the cops' court now because it's up to them to find this alleged testicle terror.
Oh, my God.
Wowie. Number two, a former South Carolina sheriff allegedly spent over $17,000 in taxpayer money on unauthorized purchases and is now facing 60 state ethics charges in addition to federal charges.
Excellent.
He allegedly used his county-issued credit card at more than 100 restaurants and stores for personal purchases. He bought 92 packs of cigarettes at Dollar General. Spent more than $1,300 in the Apple App Store on games, and the biggest portion of the misspending went toward food, totaling more than $5,000. He spent nearly $900 at Fuddruckers,
wow,
$345 at Chick-fil-A, and $281 at the local Super King Buffet. Additional spending included $946 at Best Buy, where he purchased an iPad. He also spent $71 at CVS, where he bought an at-home drug test kit.
Of course.
Uh-huh. The man's attorney did not respond for any comment. I mean, how the hell do you seriously defend any of this is my question. I would love to see.
He needed that iPad for work.
He was hungry. Okay, number three, while we're on the subject of food, a literal food fight ensued recently at a Whataburger in San Antonio, Texas. Here is the story.
Now to a food fight that was more than a mess. It led to 7 arrests. This happened at a Whataburger at Blanco and Bitters, which is where we find our Garrett Berger live this evening. Garrett, it sounds like people were not throwing fries here. They were throwing fists.
San Antonio has a favorite way to cap off a late night out on the weekend. 24-hour Whataburger spots like this one over here on the north side. But San Antonio police say at about 3 a.m. on Sunday morning, things were popping off over here. An order mix-up led to arguing and led to a fight. A big fight, in fact. San Antonio police ended up arresting 7 adults. Listed 4 young adults as the complainants, but no one reported any major injuries at the scene. This was big enough early Sunday morning, though, for police to have responded.
Oh, my God.
Everybody has lost their minds. Okay, I'm Megan Holliday. That was 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
Catch of the day.
This is Joyce Manor out of Torrance. They have an upcoming album called I Used to Go to This Bar, which is out in January of 26. And this song is from that album, Well, Whatever It Was. They have joined Epitaph Record. It's produced by SoCal punk legend Brett Gurwitz. And it's Well, Whatever It Was, Joyce Manor, to 420 Catch of the Day on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We have tickets for our private show, which is a week from tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's sneaking up.
A week from tomorrow, 800-520-1067. The way we do it is with our game Just a Second, but because you're too good at that game, we had to reverse it. So it's just a backwards second.
So when I wasn't here yesterday, how did it go?
It went pretty well.
Okay.
I did Pet Cheetah.
Okay.
And a girl guessed that one because it was her favorite song. And I was like, unbelievable.
That's crazy because that seems like it would be a much harder one.
I am constantly surprised by 21 Pilots fans in a great way. It's crazy. So I'm trying desperately to pick one that will get through a couple of contestants.
Yeah, exactly.
So people can play. So call 800-520-1067. Tell us that you want to play the game, and we will do that next on K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We have our 21 Pilots show coming up, and you guys are so unbelievably good at these games.
Yeah.
So I'm the one that has to come up with a clip, and I find it personally impossible. I would never win this game.
I know. But even with their big hits, too, it's still really hard.
It is. For me, I can't do it. So we're just guessing. I'm trying to make it as hard as possible. So we're going to play Just a Second. And we're reversing it, so it's backwards. And we're going to let you hear it one time each, and then you have to tell us what the name of the song is, and you'll get into the secret private show next week. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hi there, who's this?
Hi, this is Brianna.
All right, Brianna, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to play it for you one time backwards. It's quick. Listen closely. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm going to play it again. That I messed that one up. I'm going to play it one more time for you. You ready?
Yeah. Is that the hype?
How do you do that? I put 10 other people on hold.
I recognized it right away.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man. Thank you.
You won. Sorry, everyone else on hold. Unbelievable.
But also congratulations, yes. Too.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Whatever. It is the world famous K-Rock.
So Papa Roach, they are playing a benefit show on Saturday night for In-N-Out because, you know, In-N-Out have a bunch of awesome foundations.
Oh, right, yeah.
Their Slaves to Nothing campaign and their Rock to Freedom. So that's happening at the Palladium Saturday night.
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Christina.
Hi, Christina. You're caller 21.
No way.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
That finally means you get tickets to the private show with 21 Pilots on Wednesday, and you also get tickets to see them again at BMO on Saturday.
Woohoo! Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Tell me you've heard the story about the dog shooting the man.
Dog shooting a man?
Uh-huh.
No,
it's
sir.
It's the craziest
story
I have ever heard.
I know what happened.
This is the neighbor.
Okay.
I know what happened. No one wants to go on camera on this story either. So you just see her from neck down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just know somebody got shot.
A disturbing scene for this person who didn't want to be identified.
Zero people want to be identified in this entire story.
First, the police pulled up, and then the fire truck, then the ambulance.
Have you ever seen a driveway full of emergency vehicles?
No, that's pretty terrifying.
Frightening.
Yeah.
Yes.
According to police, a man and woman at this address were lying in bed, relaxing and talking.
Okay, now I want you to remember that part. A man and a woman were in bed. They were relaxing and they were talking.
Okay.
When the man's dog jumped on the bed.
Oh, no.
How do they expect anyone to believe this?
Right, right, right.
Got its paw stuck in the trigger guard of a weapon.
Okay, so there's a man and a woman and a weapon
right
in bed.
Just laying,
just
weapons
having
just
fun,
laying there.
Chilling.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And the dog jumped up and got his little paw stuck on the trigger finger.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And ended up hitting the trigger.
Shooting the man. The
real?
Dog. That's what they are. This is the story that's on the news.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you believe? I don't.
It's very, very hard to believe.
Agreed.
I mean, could it happen? I guess.
Sure.
I guess.
Kind of.
Like if the little nail, like a dog nail.
Right.
Got
but there's
caught
a trigger
in there.
Guard. So it slipped past
okay,
the trigger guard.
That, I don't know.
And pulled the trigger. Okay.
The weapon discharged around grazing the top left thigh of the 39-year-old. Man.
So he gets shot in the leg.
Okay.
Monday, family and friends came by.
Okay, now family and friends are all showing up Monday, which is yesterday, and zero of them want to be on camera.
Oh, my.
But did not want to appear on camera, and we're still processing what happened.
Yeah, we all are, because the story's unbelievable.
Yeah.
There was a freak incident, and the dog jumped up and caused the gun to discharge.
That's what I have heard,
yep.
And that's what I am telling you.
A friend of the victim told me the dog involved is a pit bull about a year old named Oreo.
Now,
oh,
here's,
come on.
This is a weird thing about pets because everybody knows that pit bulls get a bad rap.
They do.
They're super, super gentle and kind
yes,
animals.
Yes, they are. Yes.
So the breed of the dog has nothing to do with
no,
this
No, they
story.
Didn't even need to name the breed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really friendly. He is a pit bull, but he's a very friendly pit bull.
So she's just letting you know that it's not a mean pit bull that jumped on the bed
yeah.
and purposely pulled the trigger. We don't need to know the breed of the dog.
No, not at all.
I'll tell you what we need to know is where's the gun?
This is really odd, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
Is your friend going to be okay?
Yes, he's fine. He's fine.
He's fine. Everyone's fine. Just get the camera out of my face.
The victim was taken to Regional 1. When police asked for the weapon, the victim told them...
Oh, the dog buried it in the backyard. The dog dug a hole and buried, got rid of the evidence.
The woman left the house and took the weapon with her.
That's what I thought.
Right?
That's what I thought.
Come on.
Police did recover one shell casing. I was told Oreo is at home, but I was not allowed to take his picture.
But that's some solid reporting. Good work, sir.
Oh, such a big liar.
The Sphere! He's
playing the Sphere. That's going to be a pretty great show. Yes, very excited about that.
Kev Dog, can you please get me in? Birthday gift. Sphere.
Sorry, yeah. I'm having trouble hearing you. You're cutting out.
Come on, man.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
Hello.
More tickets coming up for you to see 21 Pilots, not only a week from tomorrow, but also a week from Saturday at BMO Stadium.
So, Kev, tomorrow, you got to bring it for when we play the game.
The contest, make it harder?
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to make it harder.
You have to do it, dude.
Megan Holiday, how can people see that band?
Okay, so they're opening up for All Time Low at the YouTube Theater next Tuesday.
What a great show.
Oh, my God, it's going to be so good. So I've got tickets for you to go to that show and then also be able to come here on Monday to see All Time Low in the Helpful Honda Sound Space. So between 6 and 8, I will have a chance for you to win that up.
That is fantastic. You know, I'm usually late.
Yeah.
It's a problem that I have. So if I leave my house, I start at 2. So if I leave my house at 1:10, I can usually get here on time.
Yes.
So today, I looked at the clock and it was 1:11. And I thought, okay, what do I do? Okay, I need to get in my car and I need to leave right now. And I look over and I see the dog. And I go, oh, my wife's out of town. I got to let the dog out and go to the bathroom.
Oh, boy. Yep.
So I open the door so the dog can go to the bathroom and I run and fill up my water bottle with water. And I look over and the dog's just looking out like, I don't know.
I'm not going out there.
It's kind of wet.
Pouring.
Not feeling it. Not feeling it. So I go, come on, man. You got to go to the bath. So I pick her up and take her outside and set her down. I go, you have to go to the bathroom. Okay. I run back in. I put my computer and my stuff in my car and I come back and I check out and I'm like, where's the dog? What could possibly be happening? The dog is on the side of the house and is taking the longest poop that has ever happened in her little life. And I'm like, you have to be kidding me. What was probably 40 seconds seemed like 40 minutes.
Oh, my God, dude.
And I was like, now you have to do that. You couldn't have done that an hour ago.
Of course. And it's always when it's raining that they're going to take the longest time.
Such
same with
princesses.
My dog. Yeah, yep.
Oh, my God. It drives me crazy.
Only with you, Kev.
That is it for me, Kevin Ryder. Megan Holiday has you for the rest of the night.
And I've got you into the Helpful Honda Sound Space Monday with All Time Low, and you'll see them Tuesday at YouTube Theater. So between 6 and 8, your chance to win.